This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Don Bacon from Nebraska. Hey, it's great to see you again.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Okay, so last couple of days in, well, last week, I guess, now in D.C., weather's been kind of interesting, kind of, atmospheric conditions a little ashy.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe fires from Quebec. The smoke could reach all the way down to Washington, D.C., and really cloud the visibility, and you could smell the smoke. New York looked terrible. So it's pretty cleared up now, but it's just amazing from that far away how fires, smoke from fires could reach all the way into Washington, D.C.
And really, that's something that your state has, you've been burning up in parts of the state from drought. Have we improved any?
Well, we had about 1.5 inches of rain in eastern Nebraska, central Nebraska, 2.5 inches of rain this weekend. In fact, I went to a concert, an outdoors concert, and 1.5 inches of rain hit it, shut down the concert, and the mayor was there and from Bellevue, and he goes, you know, it hasn't rained in 6 months, and it has to rain tonight. But we were glad to get the rain.
Sure. So let's talk about Farm Bill right now. Obviously, Farm Bill is high priority for you. What are you looking at as far as your priorities? Would research be in there?
Well, research has been an area that I've majored in on the Ag Committee. It was our push to get the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank, and I'm so proud that it's operational today. But we know we need research money to figure out African swine fever, for example, and just basic livestock or animal diseases that we can work on. And I'd like to point out, too, you know, in the 1930s, we were getting about 35 bushel an acre for corn. Now we're over 200 bushel. So research pays off. And for about every dollar you put in, you get $4 back. And so I'm a big believer in investing. We have a great university with University of Nebraska, Lincoln, and Omaha, and Kearney, for that matter, that does a lot of great research and does a lot of support for our farmers and ranchers.
What about cybersecurity? Is that still kind of a, not necessarily a buzzword, but is that something you still have an eye on?
Well, we know the Russians and Chinese, and also just the criminal element out there, try to exploit what they see as the weakest links, whether it's ransomware, you know, they'll take down a business and demand several hundred thousand or maybe even millions if it's a larger business. And so we need to do more to protect our farmers. You know, we have so many internet protocol or IP connections, whether it's our combines, pivot irrigation. The average farmer today has tons of this stuff. And I think it makes us more vulnerable to bad actors, let alone foreign actors that wish us harm. So we should be investing significantly in agriculture, cybersecurity. And I know University of Nebraska, Omaha is doing a lot of work on this. But it's very important. Bad people are trying to target our farmers and our ranchers, so we got to be ready.
We wouldn't normally call trading partners bad or whatever, just sometimes that maybe they don't see the same way that we do. I'm talking now about a partner, trading partner to the south, mm-hmm. Mexico, and AMLO has set out that there'll be no imports of GMO corn.
Right.
There have been some changes on that, but what are you watching as far as that's concerned?
Well, finally, the administration has stepped up. They've been silent for too long. We have a trade deal with Mexico. All the stuff's already been worked out. And for them to now come in and say they're not going to take our GMO corn is a violation of the agreement we have with USMCA. And we expect our administration to speak up and defend our farmers. They have. A little late to the table, but we need them to be forceful with Mexico on this. We have an agreement. They should live up to it. There's nothing wrong with our GMO corn. In fact, that's why we're leading the world in production and yield. This stuff has, you know, been carefully looked at by our scientists, and they're there to increase yield, to protect our crops, and that's why we have it.
What about trade in general? Obviously, anybody in ag understands the importance of trade, but is that on your radar?
You know, Nebraska leads the country for trade in beef. We're very high in ethanol, popcorn, of course, corn and soybeans and pork. There's so much that we trade, and we're an export state, one of the top five, I believe, export states in the country. So we want to open more doors. And again, I am critical of the administration in this area. They've been largely silent when it comes to the trade and working out new trade agreements with countries in the Far East. I did see a positive development where Taiwan, we're starting to near a trade deal with them. But we should be doing this all over the world. And with our our competitive advantage is agriculture, and we can feed much of the world. We'd like to have an administration that is advocating more for us. So, yes, we want to trade more beef to China, more beef to Indonesia, more pork and throughout the world. And again, we're also leaders in ethanol and popcorn. I mean, so there's so much more we could do.
Well, and like you said, there's so much to do, which I guess is a bit of job security,
yeah.
But it's great to see you. Thanks for your time and for your work.
Yeah, well, we should get the Farm Bill done this summer, and we'll reconcile it with the Senate version, hopefully in the fall. And I think all the controversial items have already been worked out. I'm an optimist.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
It's the Honorable Don Bacon, represents the 4th Congressional District, or the 2nd Congressional. I tried to give you a big one there. 2nd Congressional District of Nebraska on today's Agribusiness Report.